So, welcome to the second to last game of the round three of the 2011 World Championships. I am Fritz Jahnke, and assisting me in the booth will be Sconibulus Trevor Page. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Now, this game, for me, has a little bit of enigma. It's Chess and Go, with whom I'm very familiar. I've played, I believe, 60 games against him, clashed with him in all the World Championships since he started playing, and usually gotten the worst of it. Chess and Go, I would think, should be an overwhelming favorite against his opponent, Rabbits. Rabbits, Gregory Clark. And I don't know much about Rabbits. I've never played against Rabbits myself. I've never commentated on a game in which he played. But he had a high rating based on his game results that gave him the seventh seed and earned him two first-round victories in which he was the favorite, won both of his first round two rounds games, and now gets the reward of playing the top seed and reigning world champion. Trevor, you, however, know a little bit more about him. Maybe you can tell us something about him. For me, I would just expect him to get blown off the board here.
I'm not too terribly familiar with him. If I was, I probably would have fared better in either of the games I played against him. But he plays a really tactical style, good at working in the corners, which is kind of where I prefer to play too, but he's slightly better at it.
So the clocks have started, and the players are seated. Chess and Go, I should mention his real name is Jean Dallegol, excuse my terrible French pronunciation, will have the gold pieces. It will be interesting to see whether he uses the unbalanced setups with which he was experimenting as gold at the end of the 2010 World Championships, or whether he reverts to a symmetrical setup with gold. I've been told that our sound balance is off. Let me try to lower my microphone.
Gold appears to have set up in a pretty standard type that I believe that's called the 99 of 9, although I'm not sure about the specific variants.
Well, if this doesn't fix my microphone, we're just going to have to deal with it. So in response to Gold's symmetrical 99 of 9 setup, Rabbits chooses an unbalanced setup that has become quite popular recently, with both horses on one side and the camel on the other. This makes it very difficult for Gold to get an early rabbit pull. That's one of the features of the unbalanced setup, is that the way Gold normally chooses to pull rabbits is to advance a horse up the wing. You send a horse up the wing, and the opposing elephant doesn't really want to be distracted to take it hostage, then that horse pulls a rabbit. But now, Gold doesn't want to send a horse up either wing, because if the horse goes up the west wing, the silver camel is waiting to potentially take it hostage. And if a gold horse goes up the east wing, there are two silver horses waiting, and the two silver horses can, in combination, sometimes make a hostage basket, which leads to a frame, a horse frame in f6. Gold on 3g starts moving his camel over to be opposite the two silver horses. The camel is happiest when it's fighting horses, and there are dual options for that camel. One of them is to be part of a swarm trying to smash in the silver pieces on that side. Another option is that if a silver horse can be pulled out and passed off to the gold camel as a horse hostage, then gold could gain advantage in that way. 3S is continuing to develop and getting the silver elephant next to the gold camel, and that is definitely where the silver elephant wants to be, because gold already has an advantage, a preponderance of force, on the eastern wing, and the silver elephant needs to do something to stop from being smashed under a frame or getting into disadvantage on that side. So if gold has a preponderance of force, is silver already on the defensive? Because silver has to defend in the east? Not necessarily. It isn't clear that silver is on the defensive, because if an eastern elephant deadlock arises, if silver's elephant is committed to the east, but also the gold elephant is committed to east, then the silver camel can come alive in the west.
It seems to me as if silver can force the gold elephant to commit to the east, or force the camel away from the two silver horses, but I'm not sure if it can do both at the same time.
In terms of the camel being on which wing that it wants to be on, the gold camel has the advantage that it can move through the F3 trap back and forth, and the silver elephant can't occupy the F3 trap. So, in generally speaking, the camel will be able to get over to the G file if it wants to. But as we saw in the previous game in this round, between Adanac and Nevermind, the silver elephant has a great deal of blocking power to prevent the gold camel from getting at the B6 square. This is already quite different from Adanac Nevermind game, however, because in that game Adanac very quickly put a gold horse onto the H6 square. And that gold horse on H6 made it much easier for Adanac to be advancing a camel. Here, with no gold horse out in front, it's a quite serious threat for the gold camel to be taken hostage. So gold at this stage still has to prevent his camel from being taken hostage. And we see that move 4g did indeed move the camel away from an immediate hostage situation by the gold elephant. So silver now has to decide what his objective in this position is. On the one hand, he wants to create an elephant deadlock. He wants the gold elephant to be committed to the F6 trap so that he can activate his camel on the B file, activate his camel in the west. On the other hand, if he quickly tries to establish an elephant deadlock by pulling out pieces, he may just be accelerating the gold swarm that is coming. Notice that gold has already pushed forward both of his dogs in the middle. Very ambitious opening. It may be that silver would rather claim some space of his own. And indeed, we see 5g, silver going on the attack. Sorry, on 4s. Silver has gone on the attack, advancing his own horse, threatening again to take the gold camel hostage, and with his spare step, even starting to advance in the west, bringing the dog out before the camel so that the dog will provide some support to the camel. If he had just stepped forward with the camel with his last step, that would have potentially given up a silver camel hostage, which he doesn't want to do. So the situation is already extremely tense as we wait for move 5g. Gold does not want to commit his elephant yet. As long as the elephant is on the d5 square, he has some pressure on the c6 trap. He's even threatening to attack c6 directly. Wow, what an interesting opening. So the elephant does move away on 5g, move to e5, rather than hanging around the c6 trap. So now the silver camel can come forward to b6 without immediately being taken hostage. On the other hand, he advanced a cat and a rabbit. So Chessengo has clearly decided that he is going to swarm this game, and swarm on both sides. He is already advancing pieces in the west before he's even established any kind of swarm in the east. So, extremely aggressive opening by Chessengo, and that's on top of a situation where we normally expect it to be tense, where the camels are on opposite wings. When the silver camel is in the west and the gold camel is in the east, both players have attacking potential on the opposite sides, and you tend to get extremely sharp play with the elephants each wanting to be near the other camel, but the elephants also wanting to sometimes help protect their own camel and so on. So I think we're in for some excitement. This is not going to be another 123 move game like Mega Mao Wo was earlier this morning.
I think the swarm is threatened, but not yet forced. I'm pretty sure Chesingo can avoid the swarm and instead start pulling if given the opportunity, much like happened in the Think Out Loud game.
Well, we see that rabbits from 5S, we can tell rabbits is not going to sit back and let himself be crushed. He advanced his camel and he advanced his H8 and A8 rabbit. So he is already showing that he's prepared to counter swarm. He's prepared to bring his pieces out and not wait for the gold advance. So we see two attacking players going at it, and it would not be surprising if this is the attitude of both of the players. It would be typical for the game to even end in less than 40 moves. So now we're waiting for move 6G as the spectators, and Gold has some very fundamental decisions to make here. He didn't have a long six on think on 6G, I believe. It's now 8G where he's taking a long time to think. So we know that things get intense later, and he may have made this move relatively quickly. But it's a very tricky situation strategically. It is not at all straightforward to see what Gold wants to do from this situation, because if he charges forward in the east, and he did move his elephant over to the east, advance a rabbit there, so it looks like continuing with the possibility of a swarm. But that, in some sense, plays into Silver's hands in terms of creating an elephant deadlock sooner. And the sooner an elephant deadlock is created, the sooner the silver camel comes to life. So you give something up for what you gain. Now on 6S, the silver elephant is in danger of being blockaded, partially blockaded, with a phalanx built on F4. If there's a phalanx on F4, the silver elephant can't get back over to the west without jumping in behind, without going through F2 to get there. So there's already a threat that will force the silver elephant out of the G5-4 blocking square. Silver elephant in G4 is doing the best job of blocking a gold charge. But the cost for having created this threat is that if silver sees the threat on 6S and comes to F4 square, and then maybe reinforces his position, maybe advances some rabbits behind his horses in the east, yes, there will be a lane up the G file into which the camel can charge or the horse can charge. That creates a lane. At the same time, it exposes pieces on the D and the E file. Those silver dogs cannot easily, gold dogs cannot easily retreat. In fact, there's a rabbit even on E2. And so the silver elephant coming out into the F4 square suddenly has a threat to pull something and capture it in C6. So that move 6G really sharpens the game even further from what was already a tense position. Interesting. So on 6S, Silver did indeed see the danger and get his elephant out to F4. But rather than using the other three steps he had available to advance rabbits behind his horses and stave off a gold attack by advancing some on his own, he used the three steps to pull a gold rabbit into F3. And that pull makes it difficult for the camel to get over to the G file. On 7G, the gold camel moves over into G3 anyway, with the rabbit getting out of the way to the H3 square. That rabbit coming forward does make the blockade a little bit less intimidating. If the silver elephant wanted to get back onto G4 to be in the blocking position on G4, then it would be easier for silver to get back around through F2 with less stuff in the way on his way out of F2, should gold decide he wanted to try that blockade after all. So on 7S, the possibilities I see apart from the silver elephant coming into the G4 square to blockade it, would be as Silver can absolutely not afford to let the gold camel come in and push the silver horse on G5 back to G7 or over to H6. It's not fatal to let the camel into that hole, but it is fatal to let the camel in the hole with a horse trap behind it. So if you're not blocking the camel, how are you going to prevent the camel from making that nasty push? The way to prevent it is to put rabbits or some pieces, maybe even the dog if he wanted to, on H7, H6, I mean, and on G7. So the squares into which the horse could be pushed would be occupied. And that would mean if the camel wanted to come in and push the silver horse away, it has to push it into F6. And indeed, this is precisely what we see. Rabbits has filled those squares. So now, if Chesenko wants to continue the swarm, he not only has to expose his camel by putting it on that on that G6 square, but he also must push the silver horse into F6, activating the silver horse. I mean, not burying the silver horse behind the lines, but giving it a chance to come out and participate. So far, I would have to say that Rabbits has passed the opening test with flying colors, and his position here is very, very playable. His other two steps, besides defending against the swarm, were activating his own camel, because we're getting much closer to an elephant deadlock. And now I can see why Chessin-Go had such a long think on move 8g earlier in the game, because bringing the camel to g6 is extremely committal. It will give up a camel hostage. The camel hostage it gives up looks like a reasonably playable hostage situation for silver, not one of those bad camel hostages that you can't afford to take. And meanwhile, silver is rumbling forward on the other side, so it's quite tricky. The other obvious alternative is for gold to give up on the swarm. He doesn't have any rabbits that are pulled out yet. He could send his elephant back to the west on 8g and threaten the silver camel. But then there's a question of who will be able to get something pulled out first, and it looks like silver. If the gold elephant abandons the east, silver might be able to make progress first. And the 8g that is actually played is quite non-committal. It doesn't move the position of the elephant, and it doesn't advance the camel to commit it. It did advance some rabbits on the A file to make it a little bit more difficult for silver to attack, like if silver wants to take over the c3 trap. If silver isn't going to try to take over the c3 trap with his camel and dog, his other option would be to pull out a rabbit, and maybe Chessin-Go is sort of daring him to pull out a rabbit with 8g, saying, if you want to pull my rabbit and threaten to take something in c6, okay, go ahead and do that. But then my swarm will be further advanced. I'll be closer to my goal of taking over both of your traps, swarming both of your traps. If I were silver here on 8s, I would probably take the dare. I would say, alrighty, Mr. Smarty Pants, I'm going to get a rabbit. I'm going to make it a hostage, bring it into a hostage basket on the B5 square. And then once I've got a rabbit on the B5 square, your elephant will have to leave to protect it. And then I will use my elephant to create a trap, to create a threat in both C6 and F6. But Rabbits may feel differently. He may really want to try to take over the C3 square, in which case he shouldn't do so immediately. He shouldn't right away advance his camel into the hole. He should instead advance rabbits behind his camel and dog. But no, he has taken the dare. He has taken the bait that Chessin-Go gave him on move 8s. Now he has a very clear plan. Silver can just flip the rabbit into B5 for a hostage basket, and gold has got to do something. Gold ultimately can't stop that rabbit flip without the help of the elephant. The elephant would have to come over. in order to stop those proceedings going on, which would allow silver to immediately get something going in the West. So now on 9G, does Chessengo decide that it's time to charge with his camel after all, to begin the process of swarming the F6 trap? Yes, he does. Now, once again, I believe that silver, I as silver, would certainly take this bait. I would move my elephant into G5, threatening the camel, trying to make it a camel hostage. If that's not a good move, if taking the camel hostage now with the silver elephant is a bad move for silver, then what can you say? Silver's already losing. But it could be that taking the camel hostage is a good move. And if silver does that, then it's a very tense position. And it may be that silver is actually winning. This is the type of position that I like to play. So I would move the horse on 9s. I would move my horse out of the trap so it doesn't get flipped. And I would take the camel hostage. And Rabbits has taken the camel hostage and perhaps even found a stronger move. The move that I was looking for is I didn't want the silver horse to be flipped into F4 and captured in F4. But silver, if that flip occurs, silver can use one step to defend the F6 trap and use three steps for his other horse to defend the F3 trap. So that was a very strong move tactically on 9s, not only taking the hostage but buying space and not having his horse endangered immediately. I like silver's position. Folks, we are in for a battle. This unknown player, or at least unknown to me, player Rabbits, seems to be taking it right to the world champion and has created a position that is very awkward for gold already on move 10.
We've got some raid problems reported in chat.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last comment.
We have some radio problems reported in the chat room.
So it's coming okay now? Do I sound all right at the moment? Well, folks, it looks like there's going to be plenty more to report on. So Chessengo on 10G continued his swarming. Now the silver horse is in fact in danger of being flipped into F4. The silver horse in F6 has to get out of F6 on move 10S, and because otherwise he'll be flipped and captured. The other silver horse can no longer defend F3. Nevertheless, the fact that the silver horse is as far advanced as it is very nice for silver. It makes it much more difficult for gold to smother the silver elephant. I see four clear steps here. It's fairly, I would not think very long on this move because the rabbit can come out of the G7 square to H7. The silver elephant can push the camel into standard hostage position, and the silver horse can save itself. That silver horse being out there is very important because that silver horse can fight for control of C6 even, although the camel is helping control C6. It can fight against a gold piece, such as a gold dog, coming in to take the other side of the F6 trap. And it can eventually, it's what it would like to do, what the silver horse would like to do, is to come out on the other side, and silver can make a counter swarm. So I think this is a camel hostage position. If on 10s, if silver just completes the camel hostage position, oh my, Rabbits once again on 10s surprises me. He buys space for his horse. So he's protecting his F6 horse indirectly, rather than protecting it directly. And once again, I think Rabbits found a better move than I would have made, because the gold camel isn't going anywhere, and the silver horse is once again threatening to come and protect the F3 trap. Chessengo realizes that there would be a problem, that he would have some kind of issue if the silver horse were able to make it into the G3 square. But I don't see how he's going to prevent the Silver Horse from getting into the G3 square after that move 11s. Because if nothing else, the Silver Horse will be able to push down into H2 and across to G2 and be able to protect the F3 trap from that side. So I have to say, Rabbits has done an amazing job so far, not only taking the gold camel hostage, but also activating his horse on that same wing. I probably would have been so eager to take the gold camel hostage that I wouldn't have activated that horse. Now, in the meantime that this maneuvering is going on, it is true, as we see on 12G, it is true that the gold swarm is becoming more advanced. But in my opinion, Rabbits did the right thing because the fact that the gold swarm is more advanced seems to me less important than the fact that Silver will have a defender for the F3 trap. With that Silver Horse defending the F3 trap, if need be from behind, then gold will not be able to make a capture threat in that trap. Makes it so much easier to handle the hostage situation. 12S continues to activate the Silver Horse, and now the Silver Horse cannot be prevented. The Silver Horse can just stay on G2 for now if it so desires, because it will always from there be able to defend F3 in one move. Silver Horse is in a great position, and now Gold can complete the hostage situation at his leisure. And in fact, you could say, what is the pressure of holding the camel hostage on G7 rather than holding the camel hostage on G6? Well, one bit of pressure would be if gold were making a capture threat. So like the gold elephant on 13G could come through the trap, pushing the silver horse out as it came through. But until there's a capture threat, silver doesn't have to do anything there. Around the trap, the hostage situation is fine. Is not a problem. The way it is. At some point, there will be a threat for the gold elephant wants to leave. Okay. Let me back up and say there's an elephant mobility fight going on here. The gold elephant wants to leave. It wants to protect the trap with just small pieces. And when it's time for the gold elephant to leave, and hopefully protect the trap with small pieces, he would like that silver horse to not be part of the fight, fighting for control of F6. So pushing through the trap with the gold elephant is definitely in the cards at some point, removing the silver horse as a defender of the trap. Silver still has to be careful to claim some space. In this position, and moving a cat to F6, for example, filling up the trap is a reasonable option, so that the horse can't be pushed through. And flipping out the horse might be an option another time. So there's a trap control fight going on. Can Gold control the F6 trap with only little pieces without the help of his elephant? Is looking quite difficult for him to do that. And so Silver needs to be acutely aware of that going on. But that said, if Silver can keep that trap safe enough, then Silver can already start to start threatening to capture something in C6, that advanced rabbit. Who's going to come defend the advanced rabbit? So 13S Silver took his the silver horse took his station on F2, defending F3. I don't think that was necessary, and I'm not sure how much I like it, because it could create some tactical possibilities of the gold elephant jumping back to capture the horse in some lines, jumping through the trap. If the gold horse and clear out of there. Okay, 14G, the gold elephant is not threatening the silver horse on F2. Instead, he came around pushing the silver horse out through the f6 trap. Now there's a capture threat in f6. Now silver does have to complete his hostage maneuver by situating the gold camel on g7, but it doesn't look like he'll be any the worse for having delayed. And his other moves probably need to be to activate his other horse. Let's see, or other one step, I guess. It's three steps to get the camel secured on g7. He advances a rabbit with his other step. I would have advanced a horse. The horse can be useful in the fight. Now, and we'll see that quite quickly here, I believe, because on 15g, I'm expecting Chessengo to advance his horse all the way into the f6 trap to claim some space. And when the gold horse is advanced into the f6 trap, that would be wonderful if the silver horse could prevent that by threatening to make a horse frame, with the silver horse threatening to come into f5. But my assessment of the position, although this is still quite tense, gold can turn this into a good swarm, my assessment of the position hasn't changed, insofar as I think that silver is still winning this position. That camel hostage is a good camel hostage, advantageous. So 15g, oh wow, okay. So 15g continues to swarm forward for gold, and 15s, silver is concentrating on capturing the wayward gold rabbit. I think that silver needed to be paying more attention to the trap control fight, because there is a significant danger of gold being able to swarm successfully. But we'll see whether silver now on so 15g swarms even further, and notice what's going to happen here. If the gold elephant leaves and gold manages to occupy the g4 square, then gold is threatening to be able to hold the f6 trap, to hold it with only one piece, not holding two sides, but just holding it with a horse on f5. Because if there's a phalanx on g5, which would need another rabbit in there on g4 to complete the phalanx, but if gold completes that phalanx, then only one side of the trap needs to be guarded. He 16s, silver captures the rabbit and activates his horse. That horse is much better in the middle than on the side. And silver needs to be grabbing some space. But here we have a situation where silver is now up a camel hostage and a rabbit. So a material advantage already, in addition to, well, dare I say, positional advantage. It's not 100% obvious that this is a positional advantage.
The phalanx doesn't seem as dangerous as it first looks, because Silver's horse on F2 can destroy it fairly easily.
That's a good point. And also, there's not much left to defend the F3 trap. If that silver horse, the second silver horse, comes around to e3, with that gold rabbit having advanced to secure the phalanx, then there's already a capture threat going on down by f3. So a possible move for 17g would be for the silver horse to come to e3, pushing the gold dog to e2 with a capture threat. Unfortunately, that only leaves that doesn't leave much to be fighting to retake control of the f6 trap. And so I was talking about controlling the f6 trap from only one side, Okay, nix that. Now Gold is threatening to control the F6 trap from two sides, getting his horse into the E6 square.
17S, a silver lady. I'd be worried about the elephant leaving F6 and starting to persecute the horses and camels down at my home.
I agree. That's a definite worry, and in fact, I think 17S was a mistake. Well, we'll have to see. The immediate maneuver, Gold could immediately push away the silver horse and get his own horse into E6, and to fight that horse on E6, one really needs the silver camel there. So things are getting interesting. Chess and Go is threatening to relieve his position somehow, but it's still very tense. There is a slight matter of a hanging dog on the E3 square. But seriously, the silver horse is not going to create many capture threats there, just with one horse. It needed the second silver horse to start making serious capture threats. I think it was a waste of time. I think 17S was wasting time. Now, 18S, 18G and 18S appeared very quickly for us, and I immediately see that 19G could take a rabbit, but Chess and Go decides not to take a rabbit on 19G. Very interesting. Now, to prevent the now there's a frame that has that Silver has established. The rabbit on F3 is framed, but what can threaten to capture that rabbit? The rabbit on F6. What can threaten to capture that other than the silver camel? So it seems to me that the silver camel needs to hang around C6, and sure enough, it does hang around C6 on 19S. Needs to hang around C6 so that if the gold elephant leaves, then the silver camel can immediately threaten to break that frame. Gold has to be careful. I'm sure Gold is well aware of this, but one thing that Gold has to be careful of is not to let his rabbit be flipped out of F6 by the silver horse. Because if that rabbit were not sitting in F6, then it would be an immediate capture situation. But silver has another way of fighting for space, and that is to push into F6 with the silver dog. So if the silver dog comes into F6, so right now on 20S, Gold used 20G to retake the silver horse hostage. Now on 20S, Silver can push his horse out of F5 and push his dog into F6. And then on the next turn, Gold could not prevent Gold could not prevent Silver from pushing his dog out into the F5 square. But that turns out maybe I wouldn't recommend that, because that would allow the horse to come behind the trap, pushing its way further in. So I guess Silver should claim some more space first on 20S. First, get his horse unfrozen again. Yes, that would be better, I think. So repetition battle goes on. Rabbits on 20S undid the move, Chess and Go's previous move. That explains why 2 moves ago we saw some very rapid back-to-back moves, because they ca Chess and Go knows that it's not allowed for Silver to undo his last move. He could just redo it. And so this would explain why we saw some quick back-to-back moves. Rabbit certainly needed to gain some time in his reserve, as his reserve was quite low. So it makes sense for him to repeat, but he will have to deviate. And I think a reasonable way to deviate is with the rabbit advance to c4, unfreezing the horse, And it wouldn't hurt any for Silver to have an advanced rabbit. He's in a position to contest both c3 and f3. So advanced rabbits don't hurt Silver. I mean, advanced rabbits hurt you when you can't contest the opposing trap. But when you can contest the opposing traps, advanced rabbits are no problem at all, or much less of a problem, much less vulnerable. So the situation has become a lot more complex than it was a little bit ago. I do think that for Silver to return home with his horse that had that square on F2, I think that was a waste of time, and it has allowed Gold to improve his position somewhat. But it wasn't such a waste of time as to throw away the silver advantage. I think Silver is still winning this, not just by virtue of being a rabbit ahead, but by virtue of having more positional possibilities.
21S, do you think Silver is planning on threatening F3 with his horses as well as holding F6?
No, certainly. Well, he may be planning that, but he certainly doesn't have the power to do that. He needs to keep the threat working. 22G is an interesting move to threaten a dog. You notice that the silver horse. So I would have said before, oh, that's futile. Don't even bother trying to threaten a dog. Because the silver horses can just come and contest the c3 trap. But the silver horse that would have been available to contest the c3 trap went off in a different direction. It came over to d5 rather than out to e4. Oh dear. I just by looking at 22S, I haven't even worked out the tactics, but just from looking at it, I think 22S is a mistake. The reason I say 22S is a mistake is that what good is it going to do for the silver camel to take a horse hostage? Where is it going to capture that horse hostage? There's no home trap. Gold is already contesting both of Silver's home traps. And so there's no place to threaten a capture. You're just putting fuel on the fire by taking that horse hostage. He needed to find another answer to the problem of his dog. That camel already had a job, and that the job that the camel had was to keep the gold horse stuck. So I think that after having taken a camel hostage, a nice camel hostage in the opening, gotten a very strong position, I think Rabbits is losing his way a little bit strategically. So now Chesengo, immediately on 23G, uses the freedom of his elephant, he got the freedom of elephant by the silver camel going away. He immediately uses that freedom to leave d6 and come into b5. I'm not quite sure what to do tactically. I remember the option of pushing the dog into f6. I don't know if that's fast enough anymore, but it seems like a one way to try and fight tactically here and try to regain control of f6 before the silver elephant can do anything too painful to you. Another idea would be delaying tactics, would be trying to get the dog, I mean, push the dog forward and make it so that there's not a very good square to take the silver camel hostage on. Instinctively, I would fight for control of F6 first, rather than doing anything else. Instinctively, here on 23S, I would push the F4 rabbit out of the way to move my horse into F4, and then push the dog into F6. And then try to regain control of F6 as soon as possible. You don't have much time. Okay, so on 23S, Rabbits chose differently. He realized that he had had a problem and tried to get his camel back around via B6 so that it can fight for control of F6 this way. I'm sorry to say that is not going to work. Gold is going to, on 24G, gold is going to push the silver camel back into B7, which leaves the C3 trap vulnerable. I said B7, he pushes it into A6 instead, leaving the C3 trap vulnerable. So you just lost time with that maneuver. Well, I expect rabbits can hear. I wonder if there's another way for rabbits to buy time here. He can now bring his horse from E5 to D5, use two steps to unfreeze his dog and get his dog over to B5, and then use his last step with a rabbit to get a rabbit into sorry, a cat into D6. So silver can avoid material loss and hold everything together here, but strategically, I do not like it. Strategically, fighting for the F5 trap was much more forcing. And now, if the silver horse comes away from E5 on move 24S, in order to try to well, protect C3 and make some kind of fight in the western wing, it becomes much more difficult for silver to then hope to regain control of the F6 trap. If silver doesn't regain control of the F6 trap, let's just look at it this way. Gold has stalemated silver in, oh wow, okay, I didn't even get time to say that. So silver makes an interesting move here. The dog is hanging. He brought his camel out to be against the gold horse, and it's a very nice tactic. I see that his dog is hanging, but that's maybe not such a terrible sacrifice to give up that dog in order to break the frame. And it looks like if gold takes the dog on 25G, then silver will have come back in time to break the frame around F6, and it's not even clear whether how the gold elephant will get back in time. So 24S was a move that I didn't see at all, and quite a nice tactic because the gold elephant can't come back through the C6 trap. The gold elephant would be happy right now to just jump back from B6 over to D6. And my casually saying on 24G, it didn't matter whether the gold elephant pushed the camel back to B7 or over to A6, turns out not to have been true. It did make a difference which way the silver camel was pushed, because the way it was actually pushed gave an opening for this particular tactic. Very exciting game, very tense still, because if the stalemate around F6 is broken, silver is capturing a bunch of stuff in a very short amount of time. And now the gold elephant has to wonder, how can I get back over there? How can I get back over there to stop the silver camel from getting in there? Wow, I did not see 24S coming, and the more I look at 24S, the more amazed I am. Aha, I didn't see 25G either. These players are both coming up with better tactics than I can come up with. 25S has already come down the board. The silver elephant pushed out of the F5 square into F4, and also the silver camel avoided being captured immediately. It is important for gold to protect the F3 trap, and there is still the threat. As gold, I would want to, if I can in any way afford it tactically, as gold, I would definitely take a step to reoccupy the F5 square so that the silver dog can't push into F6, threatening to regain control of the trap that way. So the gold, one step probably needs to be the gold cat coming into F6. And then maybe, so for the fight around C3 looks very bleak for silver. The gold horse can come into B3. The gold elephant can come into gold elephant can come into B4. The excitement isn't done, still a very tense situation. But I think that gold now has gold may now have the upper hand, since it only takes one step to reoccupy F5.
I think the other three steps could easily be the gold elephant south one, the gold horse west one, and the rabbit on A3 north one.
Oh, that rabbit step is very nice for a final step, because after the if the dog is taken, and it very well could be, that advanced rabbit will be very useful, threatening the depleted eastern wing. I like that fourth step. Wow, my head is about to explode with these tactics. Every trap is active. There is capture threatened or near to being threatened, in all four of the traps. I don't know how to compute this well at all. This could just turn on a dime, and this could turn out to be catastrophic for gold as well as being catastrophic for silver, because the position is not stable. It's not enough for gold to capture the silver dog, because the silver dog is worth far less than shared control of F6. If silver can regain control of F6 while losing his dog, then he's still in reasonably good shape. All right, Chess and Go comes up with a much better move than I had seen. Holding the camel hostage from that side is apparently crushing. Do you see how to save the camel, Trevor?
No, I don't actually. This looks very, very good for gold.
Yeah, without the camel, it's game over. So the best that I can see for silver is pushing now into F6. Yes, with the dog. Unfortunately, after your camel is gone, it's this threat is going to be too late. So now, I don't see. I don't see that gold should do anything. But capture the camel on 27G, and indeed he does. And now that dog can wait. The gold elephant has to run back to the trap. But even if, as I look at this position, even if it turns out that gold loses a horse in exchange for the camel, it doesn't matter, because with no silver camel, the camel hostage does not give silver the strongest free piece. So if silver doesn't have the strongest free piece, then what's the camel hostage worth? So it's even though it could still be a long fight, after if silver gets the gold horse here, even though that could still be a long fight, strategically, gold has the whip hand then.
Yeah, now that the elephant's free and the camel's gone, that blockade at around F6 looks very hard to break for gold.
You mean for silver to start making captures in F6?
Oh, wait, never mind. I'm thinking trying to get the silver elephant mobilized again will not be easy.
Yes, indeed. So on 27S, the frame can and should be or control of the F6 trap, and indeed here silver did regain control of the F6 trap, and now the gold elephant, as I see it, simply has to return, accepting the loss of the gold horse. If he takes time to take the dog first, for example, then he'll lose more than perhaps lose more than just the horse. So clearing the trap on 27S was worthwhile, was a good move, and it means that silver isn't totally dead yet, as in the Monty Python sketch. I'm not dead yet, but the gold elephant comes back now, and will re-establish watch over F6, and then the camel hostage fight will start all over again. the mobility fight. Gold will be trying to free his elephant from F6 all over again. And silver will be trying to make progress once again. But the fact of the matter is that the fight doesn't favor silver anymore. The elephant mobility fight that is going on now will favor gold because silver doesn't have the strongest free piece. And so the only trap in which silver had a very good chance of threatening captures was the c6 trap. Oh, interesting. 29g was a lot sharper than I would have played. The move 29g allows a dipsy-do here by silver. Well, silver can save his dog for sure, and then gold may be counting on the goal attack to mean that the silver dog is silver dog is not important. It doesn't matter that the silver dog has been saved. But I gotta tell you, if this is not a control game, if this turns into a goal race type of game, I don't see why gold would have better chances in the gold race than silver. As a goal race, they both have equal forces. It's horses fighting horses. So I'm not quite sure. Well, I always think about playing for control, and maybe I think about playing for control too much. But I confess to being surprised that gold is playing for a race, that gold made that rapid advance immediately. So 30G does in fact save the dog, and once again activates the silver horse. That's true that the gold horse can come in to try and threaten goal or threaten capture. The gold horse can come into the B6 square, but then the silver dog can come into the B3 square. And why should the gold having silver's corner be weigh any more heavily than silver having gold's corner? There's a pretty loose position still, so maybe I called a premature end to the excitement. Sorry, I have to go get a drink of water. My voice is hurting here.
30G gold swings his cat across the c3 trap in support and possibly to grab left rabbits, although that seems riskier than I'd attempt. Rabbit advanced up to a6, where it's threatening getting in deep with the help of the gold horse on b5. Silver just moved to block up the western wing, making it much harder for gold to make any goal type progress there. If he were to continue the attempt, he would have to move rabbits out of the way, probably behind the gold horse, which opened silver goal threat. As silver, I might like to place one of my horses on b4 to basically just stand in the way and look pretty and threatening. I'm not sure why I want to do that, but sometimes that works anyway.
So JDB is asking in the chat room whether the extra silver horse helps in the fight. I say it's an elephant mobility fight, and the gold elephant is stuck, and then they can just fight out there without silver having the strongest free piece. And indeed, it's a horse versus two horses. Gold has one of the strongest free pieces, and silver has two. So doesn't that give silver an advantage? Absolutely, it does. It does help silver to have two horses versus one horse. And that would allow, for example, silver to contest c3 and f3 both at the same time. But on the other hand, f6 is already contested. It's already impossible for gold to make any captures, for silver to make any captures in the f3 trap. So silver has only c6 as a possibility for making captures. Unless maybe both horses go to the same trap. As JDB is pointing out to me, Gold can only defend one trap with his horse. But there are lots of small pieces. It's quite hard to force a capture with only two pieces. Even if both silver horses went to the same trap, it's hard to force a capture against a lot of little pieces. I definitely think the situation favors gold for making progress. And of course, if silver runs away with both of the horses, there's always the possibility that that gold will regain control of the F6 trap with only small pieces, and by that way free his elephant. So silver has plenty to think about with his two horses. He can't. He's not necessarily free to use them to create some other threat. So definitely, there's still some excitement in this game. The pieces that have come off. Oh wow! So I'm looking at 32S. I missed a couple of moves while I was getting my drink. The 32S. It seems to me that Silver's position has improved while I was gone. So maybe I was just underestimating some potentials here. But on 32S, the silver dog can just ease on into the E6 square, and then the gold elephant sure isn't free, and I would think that gold wouldn't be contemplating leaving with his elephant in order to try and capture the silver horse, because he'll have to sacrifice two pieces to get the horse. Well, so if on 33G, if gold does move his dog from E5 down and come across with the elephant to threaten the silver horse, oh, well, no, that would be four steps. That would immediately lose the gold camel. Something that Silver should keep in mind for the long term here, in this position, is it can pay to have a piece on the G8 square, if only a rabbit. At least keep a rabbit on the G8 square, and also something on the F7 square. Keep those pieces there, because if it starts coming to a capture fest and your elephant wants to leave, your elephant might not be able to leave, because it allows a goal right up the G file. So you want that file blocked just for tactics that could be occurring later on here. So once again, I think Silver could be aware of that and could be aware of what's going on in the trap control fight. Silver, I don't think Silver minds losing two pieces in exchange for a horse. As the board starts to thin out, numerical superiority becomes more important, and it's not the strongest free piece he would be losing anyway. I don't really think a whole lot of 33S, because I think Silver needs to be trying to move forward, trying to. This is like some kind of rugby scrum this has turned into, and so you need to be looking at moves that move the pile in the direction that you need to move the pile in. But on the other hand, I don't see an immediate danger for Silver. So he can have the time he needs to reposition his forces.
I think he might be trying to get horses over to the B file and try to basically push rabbits past everything along the A, B, and C file.
Well, that's a very interesting strategy. Again, I always look at trap control and I fail to think about what could be going on with goal attack. If Silver can get a rabbit loose on the A and B files, that's a definite advantage. There aren't so many defenders left. And in fact, here we even see Gold on 34G retreating his dog. What I would be suspicious with that dog retreat is that Gold is planning a sacrifice at F6. He's planning, potentially planning to jump out with his elephant and defend F6 with a small piece and try to capture a horse while losing, say, a cat and a rabbit or something like that. But I don't know. I don't quite see how that's going to work. Things are pretty balled up there in the middle. As Silver, I might take the opportunity to say, space, hey, look, now E5 is no longer occupied. I'm just going to jump into that space. But again, strategically, I'm quite worried about that G8 square. Gold just needs, silver needs, there will be some tactical situations in which silver needs to defend F6. Needs to move, capture the gold camel moving through. Okay, as always, when there's a camel hostage, you have to look every time the hostage defender, can my elephant leave now? Is now a good time for my elephant to leave? If the elephant takes 3 steps into F6 while sacrificing a rabbit, I don't think it quite works. I don't think it quite works. Wow, but if the gold elephant doesn't leave, then how is gold going to defend the C3 trap? Quite interesting. One thing that, as JDB pointed out, gold has advanced all his rabbits, so he doesn't have so many rabbits left with which to defend the C3 trap. And if now he brought a cat back to defend that. If the silver horse now occupies B3 on 35S, occupies B3, pushing the cat out of the way, well, I guess a silver rabbit could come over and defend it from the front. But the gold horse certainly does not want to be tied down defending the C3 trap. If the gold horse is tied down defending the C3 trap, then the silver dog comes back into the corner on B6. Still quite an interesting position, quite a lot of play in the position. I'm surprised that Chessengo moved his elephant out of the e6 square. I would have thought that he would be trying to maneuver to control f6 with small pieces, and using small pieces to control f6 to get his elephant free. So indeed, 35S, silver did take control of C3, and also we know that 2 moves from now he will use all his reserve. On 37S, something made him think to where he only had 7 seconds left. But it's not just rabbits that is low on reserve. Chessengo has only a moderate reserve of 2 minutes. He can't afford lots of long thinks. Well, JDB was probably closer to correct in his assessment of the situation than I was, as it turns out. Because silver has created a lot of space, and silver has too many rabbits for gold to get in the way of every single rabbit. To the current mixture we have, just add one rabbit, add one advanced silver rabbit on, let's say, the d4 square, and all of a sudden silver has almost forced a goal. So apparently the radio broadcast is gone bonkers. But the TeamSpeak broadcast is still sane. 36G. So 36G has hit the board. Chessengo has used a dog to defend C3. He really couldn't afford to use his horse to defend C3. As silver now can take away the last rabbit defender of C3. On 36S, silver could pull the C2 rabbit into C3, and then there are no rabbits left defending C3, and that seems to be quite a strong capture threat. I'm not even sure if that's not a forced capture, pulling the rabbit into C3. And with the fourth step, silver needs to think, oh, whoops, okay, so that maybe wasn't the strongest move there on C3. You can't control, it's hard to control a trap with just 2 pieces. And he had an opportunity where he had almost pulled it off, but not quite. So Silver does need to be aware of, I'm glad for Silver's sake that he used 36S to put a rabbit into the d6 square. Because the elephant coming into e6, pushing the dog away to d6, that elephant move pushing the dog off of the side is quite a strong control play. Threatening to bring a rabbit up through the trap, and quite quite dangerous in terms of freeing up the elephant. But now there's not so much danger of the elephant being freed up because where can the dog be pushed? Only back into F6 where it's still defending F6. So that was a very important step while we're looking at all this other tactical mayhem going on, is important to remember what happened there. So now we're in the position that Rabbits almost ran out of time on two moves ago. I mean, we saw on 37S, he almost ran out of time here. But now he's thinking about 39S and almost running out of time again, down to 10 seconds in reserve. And wow, so the move that Rabbits made with no time on his clock on 37S was in fact a terrible move. He used four steps that gold can undo in two steps. So he just lost time, just wasted time. In a difficult position. The gold dog obviously wants to push that silver rabbit back because once a silver rabbit gets up to the fifth rank or so, those gold horses, the silver horses, can make it into a quite a serious threat. But no problem, 38G just used two steps to push it back, and then see if you can make progress with your other two steps. But the question that I haven't contemplated for a while is how can gold make progress other than that elephant move that I was talking about, the elephant pushing the dog into d6. If the gold elephant doesn't push the dog away into d6 for some control game, or threatening also to move a rabbit through, without that control move, the gold horse can't make much progress by itself. It's kind of stuck. I was thinking maybe about the dog coming all the way in. The dog could push the rabbit not only back into push the rabbit back to d6, but push the rabbit all the way back to d7, putting the dog there, gaining some space. But recall that dog was necessary. That dog was needed in order to help protect the c3 trap from a capture. So if that dog runs away, what's going to come to c4 to protect it there? So I'm not clear what I would do for 38G. Still very intense. I mean, the dog pushing forward twice is quite sharp because it's threatening to take control of f6 with the dog there. And the elephant pushing into e6 is also quite sharp. So we have two very sharp moves. And quite a bit of excitement left in this game, as it turns out. Okay, so Chess and Go chose the latter option, fighting for control of f6. Now the cat probably needs to help out. I'm not sure whether the cat should come all the way to f5. Oh, it can't come all the way to f5 because the cat is currently frozen. So probably cat just to f6. I think it's a good idea to get the cat into the trap, not let gold occupy f6 with a rabbit. So that's three steps. And then for the fourth step, I would move that rabbit sideways. I would move my d5 rabbit over to e5 because then it can't be pushed back anymore. Wow, I totally did not see that coming. I didn't even realize that the dog was hanging because I was so intent on the fact that the rabbit could come to f7. So now Chessingo has the monstrously sharp move of rabbit to f7 and putting the cat in the trap behind the rabbit, or putting the elephant in the trap behind the rabbit, protected by the cat, one way or another. And I don't know if there's going to be any forced goal or what is going to come of that move, but if that doesn't work, I don't know what does work. Maybe somebody who's better at goal attacks can tell me. So putting the gold rabbit into f7 and following with the cat is obviously a goal in one threat. And I think it may force silver to lose control of the f6 trap because the elephant simply has to take the gold camel hostage on the g8 square. What a fantastic finish. So now Chessengo is almost out of reserve. He is down to 10 seconds for this move. He did on 39G play the move I suggested, and now I'm wondering whether there's any way for gold to defend this other than pushing the gold camel back one square to the g8, and pushing the camel back then will cede control of the f6 trap. The rabbit can, if the rabbit steps over there, it'll just get captured.
Pulling the rabbit to d7 works at least in the short term. I'm not sure how long it lasts, though, because it hasn't followed the line far.
Very nice. I did not see that defensive move. So the cat could step back, pulling the rabbit to d7, and then the other rabbit could advance. Then the gold cat could push through to the goal line. Wow, both players are exhausting their reserve on every move we know ahead of time. Oh, sorry, you pull it all the way to d7, which is what rabbits actually did. That looks like a better defense than ceding control of the trap. One interesting thing that is going on here, or that has gone on, is that gold has very nearly shared control of the f3 trap, of the f6 trap with little pieces. The gold cat can come forward. And then, okay, so maybe it doesn't work this turn, but to prevent a capture of his precious forward rabbit, then maybe gold wants to occupy b6 with his horse, and he did. Oh, he didn't occupy b6 with his horse. He went on past into b7, threatening a goal in one on that side. Wow, this is complicated. This is going to take a lot of analysis afterwards. The soundest defense for silver is to bring his horse into the b6 square. If he brings his horse into the b6 square to defend against that goal attack, but maybe he doesn't want to defend, maybe he wants to counterattack. I'm not sure, but I guess that can be combined with a counterattack, because in addition to getting his horse into b6, he could get a rabbit out to b5, and then that b5 rabbit is an immediate threat to goal. So instead of occupying b6 with his horse, he wanted to use a couple of steps to push back the gold rabbit that was such a strong goal threat. I think that unless gold has a stronger goal attack than I am seeing, I think that gold will want to save his rabbit using his horse. But then, no, gosh, then silver gets such a strong goal attack up the b-file. My mind keeps wandering back, because I'm such a control player, my mind continues to wander back to the fact that the gold elephant is near to being able to be a free piece, near to being able to leave the f6 trap. But I'm starting to think that that's irrelevant, because now silver has such a strong goal attack that there's no time for gold to play a control game. It's almost as if gold has to goal first. Gold can't afford to play control anymore. Even if he would win the control game, he can't afford it. And the new silver goal threats. Oh, so he did play the control move. 41G was. I say that's a control move because it means that that now. In two steps, gold can take two sides of the f4 trap, and that would leave two steps for the elephant to run away, either to try and defend or to try and create goal threats. But on 41S, rabbits has a goal charge. There's no goal in one threat for gold, and because gold is not threatening to goal in one, silver has a rabbit charge as a possible move. And indeed, he does activate his rabbit on 41S. That's a monster goal threat, because gold has a lot less goal defense than silver does. Silver has much more junk in the way of the gold rabbits than gold has in the way of the silver rabbit. And it comes from the fact that there's only one silver piece off the board, whereas there are three gold pieces off the board. So although I can't calculate the tactics, I would have to prefer silver's position at the moment, and I can understand why chess and go ran out of reserve on 42g. Why both players are running out of reserve. Okay, gold's move 42g did reestablish control of the f6 trap for what that's worth. The elephant is free. It did create a goal in one threat. The rabbit on d6 is threatening to reach goal in one move. It only takes, I believe, one step for silver to block this goal threat. Not that he only wants to use one step, he might want to use more than one step voluntarily, but he only has to use one step to block it, moving either the cat or the rabbit. And he chose to play the more control move, namely pushing the rabbit back, using all four steps to push the rabbit back. Now on 43g, gold can get another rabbit threatening. He can bring his rabbit from f5 through to f7, establishing a goal in one threat there. That threat may have to be met, after all, by pushing the gold camel back a square, that gold defense that wasn't there. Ooh, and that could activate a rabbit out to the g5 square. So that's the goal threat on f7 doesn't look nearly as strong as I thought it might. Okay, we've got a double goal threat. So we're threatening goal on f7, and the game is over, and I'm not surprised, but I have no idea who won. Rabbits won. Oh my goodness. Okay, so what are the final moves? With move number 43g, Chess and Go created two simultaneous goal in one threats. Has two goal in one threats, and rabbits blocks them both. And so on 43s, he did push the camel back to g8, blocking both of the goal threats and creating a goal in one threat of his own. So I don't see any way, it does not appear to be any way for gold to recreate his goal threats. So gold used one step to block rabbit's goal threat and advance another rabbit of his own, maybe to help generate a goal threat, okay, a remote threat. But Silver's move 44s also created two goal in one threats, goaling down the B file and goaling down the G file. And Chess and Go only blocked one of them, even though he could have blocked both of them. Perhaps he didn't see the second goal in one threat. And Rabbits has won. He has knocked off the world champion. I know who Rabbits is now. I said at the beginning of the game he was an unfamiliar player, but my goodness, what a way to impose on my consciousness. Congratulations, Gregory Clark, beating the world champion. So if the players would like to join me in the chat room, I'd be very interested for post-game reactions. So, Jean, tough loss from a surprising opponent. I didn't know much about him. I guess you had played Rabbits once before, but that was just a blitz game. Were you scared coming into today's game?
Hey, hello everyone. Scared, I don't know, but I think he played very well. So congrats, Gregory. And yes, that was a tough game, but I've never felt ahead, so I guess that's a logical way to end the game.
So how did you feel about your position coming out of the opening?
Oh, I didn't like it. I obviously shouldn't. Well, I hoped Silver's horse would not be free to dive into my my eastern wing. I hoped to block this horse, but Gregory played very well, and he played the correct moves to free his horse and dig his way in. So yeah, I don't know whether I could have stopped that or not.
Yes, you would have had a much better position against me because I would not have activated that horse. I did not see the rabbit's correct move on both on move 9S to activate his horse, then
Yeah,
again on
nine
10S to activate his horse. Very impressive. Both of those moves I would have missed.
Yeah, definitely. So I think maybe I should have just moved the piece on F4 on move 10G to prevent this pushing maneuver. I was always one move behind.
Yes, I see that on 10G you did have another step. You could have put a cat onto G4, although, of course, then that takes away your own threat to flip something to F4. But given the way things turned out, I can see maybe the swarm would have worked out better that way.
Oh, definitely so. I don't know whether it would have worked out or not, but better definitely so.
So, given the way the actual course of the game with the active silver horse on F2, as we look around move 15, you would agree with me that silver is in fact winning, that the camel not winning, it's not over, but that the hostage camel gives him a clear advantage.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Maybe he could have attacked right away with two horses and a camel or something. I think he played pretty slow, so I had still some chances, but maybe he could have attacked even quicker.
Yes, I also thought it was a bit slow on the attack, and that allowed you to free your elephant. And after some tactical fireworks, your free elephant managed to win a camel for the horse. How did you feel about your position after winning a camel for the horse?
Oh, I wasn't happy. I thought I could get something better than that, because I'm still a rabbit down. I'm still down a rabbit, and well, my hostage camel is not worth much more than a horse, so I think I'm still in trouble at that point. I just couldn't find a plan to make any progress in the following. But I don't know. I thought I was ahead when I declined to capture a dog. I don't remember on which move. Oh, that was 25G, I suppose. Yeah, I think maybe I should have captured the dog on 25G.
Very good. Well, we had an opposite assessment of the position after the camel for horse trade. I thought you were then winning, and I thought that you would be able to, with threats to retake control of the F6 trap, that you would be able to free your elephant, or that the threat to free your elephant would give you the upper hand in the ongoing fight. However, you advanced a rabbit and played for goal threat. Typically, I don't think about playing for goal threat, but you managed to generate some strong goal threats.
Well, not strong enough, I feel.
Yes, indeed. It was very exciting at the end. I didn't see that your move, your dog sacrifice move. You were aware that you were sacrificing a dog?
Yeah, I was. I don't know, I had been shuffling my pieces for 10 moves or something, so I had to try something. Actually, I feared that Silver would not capture the dog and rather just move his cat to F7 to prevent my goal attack. I don't know whether the goal attack works or not, but I feel that it's my only chance at that point.
I was so focused on getting the cat to F7, or actually all the way to F6, that I didn't even see that the dog was hanging. I wouldn't have fallen for the sacrifice, but as it turns out, your goal attack was not able to break through. I didn't see any inaccuracies in your goal attack. That is, I don't see that you misplayed in any way after getting your rabbit to F7. Do you think that you missed an opportunity?
Yeah, definitely. So my 41G is trash, I suppose. I've got some free steps, and I think I should have moved my rabbit to B5. I've thought about it the whole way, and I don't know why I didn't play it when I played the move.
Yes, I see rabbit to B5 considerably slows down the silver goal attack.
Yeah, that would have. But well, I don't know. I think silver should be winning. I didn't think it would work, but there's still something.
Yes, still quite a lot of play, but an extremely exciting game. Not only, I think this game had something for everyone. It had a slow hostage strategic position, and then it had the tactical fireworks, where we get the your elephant free temporarily, rushing to capture something, and getting a camel for a horse, and then we had a goal race at the end, an extremely complicated tactics at the end. So none of the spectators can say they didn't get their money's worth. So I don't see rabbits coming into the chat room. So I think that will wrap up the commentary. Would you like to make any final comments about the game, Jean?
Yeah, I think the turning point was when, well, around 25, 26, when we made that camel for horse trade. I wonder maybe on 26G whether I should maybe blockade things, or maybe on 27G.
I don't understand how you mean by blockading things.
Yeah, rather than maybe on 26G, rather than going for the camel capture, maybe just blockade F5, try to prevent this this maneuver with the dog pushing into F6 and going all the way to F5, and maybe on 27G.
No, I see what you're talking about. On 26G, I was saying in the commentary booth how one of your steps for sure needed to be cat into F5. And I didn't quite realize at the time that you had that step to spare. You didn't need to advance your rabbit from A3 to A4. And so had you spared that step with your cat into F5, then I think your position is in fact quite crushing.
Well, I don't think I can make that step alone because rabbits would pull my H5 rabbit and move his own rabbit to H5, and I think he's got a strong goal attack with his horses and rabbits, and I don't have any piece to defend. So I thought about that, but I couldn't play it. I think I have to play two steps
I see.
to advance my G4 rabbit. But maybe that's fine. I mean, I can play two steps and push into D5 with my elephant with the remaining two steps. I think that would be good. And maybe on 27G also, I can blockade the G4 square to prevent this maneuver. But I'm not sure again.
So once again, I didn't see how the possible goal attack would affect things. Yes, that would be a strong goal attack up the H file. So you do need actually two steps if you wanted to maintain the blockade. So very good tactically. I thought in terms of tactical shots, I also mentioned in the commentary a few moves earlier. I entirely did not see the possibility of Rabbit's move 24s, trying to bring his camel around through the middle of the board, and that move though could have been prevented with 24G. You can push the camel back to B7 rather than over to A6 on move 24. So that's another turning point where things could have gone differently.
Oh, I was really happy to push the camel into the A file actually. I really want the camel away from my E6 horse, so I think if I push it into B7, it's going to cross through the 7th row and probably capture a rabbit very quickly. So I was happy to push that camel along the edge. I think I'm fine at that point, but I probably missed something maybe on move 25G or 26G or even 27G when I can still blockade G4.
Well, very good. Thank you for the analysis at the end of the game. It's amazing that even with hindsight, how many things I can't see. I appreciate your coming to share those insights with us in the chat room.
Well, my pleasure. It was a cool game.
Yes, it was a fantastic game, very enjoyable for the spectators, but also a very high quality game. It did not seem to be decided by any tactical one move blunder or hanging camel or something like that, but rather by deeper tactics and strategy. So it was very enjoyable to watch, a very high quality game, very fun for the spectators. Thank you so much. It seems to me that Rabbits is attempting to join the chat room, so I will wait a little bit before ending the recording in case he can join us. In the meantime, let's thank our sponsors again. Little Golem, where you can play turn-based abstract games, one of the oldest, most respected abstract strategy game-playing sites on the internet. And IG Game Center, one of the newest abstract strategy gaming sites on the internet. IG Game Center, you can play real-time abstract strategy games, including Arima. Z-Man Games is also sponsoring this year's World Championship. They sell Arima sets. I have several myself. They also sell many other games, not just abstract strategy games. They sell card games, multiplayer games, cooperative games, family games, war simulations, tactical games. Basically, they sell any kind of game as long as they think it's a good game. You can go to zmangames.com and check it out. Then also WYPS, Whips, is an interesting word game. You can go to whips.com and play there. Thank you to all of them for sponsoring the tournament.
Hi, Carl, are you there?
I am still here. I'm waiting for Rabbits to connect before I stop recording.
Yeah, I'm also recording. Hopefully, I'll get it better this time. What an amazing game this has been, huh?
Indeed, as I was saying at the beginning of the game, I didn't give Rabbits a whole lot of chance. Even according to the ratings, Rabbits would have been about a 10% chance to win, and I wasn't sure that I would even concede that amount of chance to win. But goodness gracious, what a fantastic game from Rabbits, seeing many tactics that I overlooked. Particularly activating his horse while taking the camel hostage was a marvelous strategic maneuver.
Yeah, he's been sort of in the shadows for a while. I've seen him around on the site for a long time, but he hasn't really played in a lot of tournaments. And, I guess mostly he's been playing postal games or something, but I just don't have a recollection of him playing like this ever before, So this was like a real surprise.
Hi, Rabbits. Are you able to get your microphone working here?
Record. He's only played like 305 games.
Can you hear me now?
Yay, I can hear you. So, congratulations. What an amazing win, knocking off the world champion. Any immediate reactions to the game?
I feel lucky to win. It was a hard game. I don't know.
Did you think you were winning when you took Jean's camel hostage?
Yes, but taking a camel hostage against Chessingo was scary.
Yes, indeed. He came with the swarm. I was quite impressed with your tactics to free your horse, realizing that that was one of the most important things you could do was to get your horse free up the H file. Congratulations on that move, or those two moves, in fact.
Thank you.
Was there a turning point in the game then later on when you thought that you were not doing as well, or did you feel that you were winning the whole way?
I thought I was losing when I saw that he would take my camel.
So did I, but somehow you proved that wrong. Do you think that perhaps Jean didn't play accurately after that, should have done something differently?
I'm sure that we both missed some good moves at some points. I don't know right now.
It is a little bit difficult to analyze coming down from an adrenaline rush like that. I'm trying to think when I have beaten Jean. It's been a while for me. But in any event, now you are going to face Adanac in the next round. Have you played against Adanac before?
I had only played against Chessengo once, and that was in a blitz game, and I think I've only played against Adanac once in a blitz game also.
What do you think of your upcoming match?
I'll try my best. Adanac's a really good player also, and he's beaten Chessengo recently too, so we'll see how it goes.
Did you win against Adanac in your one game, in your blitz game?
I think I lost. I felt like I was winning for part of the time, but then my client froze up or something. I don't remember exactly.
Well, very good. Congratulations. Is there anything you would like, any comment you'd like to make about the game in closing?
I still think that Chessengo had it won at some point near the end. It's hard to find the forced goals.
Yes, indeed. I was, my brain was getting fried at the end. It was very difficult for me to be calculating ahead, and I was. At that point, I was just hoping you guys would make the move so that I wouldn't babble on and say something really silly about the position.
I was worried that I'd fail to make a move at some point too. I was close on time.
Yes, saw you several times under the 15 seconds when the time goes into the red. Well, and then also Jean was quite short of time at the end, just to heighten the drama, which was already dramatic enough over the board.
Yep.
Well, I'm thrilled that the game ended over the board, that neither player timed out or had technical difficulties that made them lose connection. It would have been a shame to not see that game come to a natural conclusion. Thank you for putting on a show for the spectators, and once again, congratulations.
Okay, thank you, Fritz Line, and thank you, Chesco, for the good game.
So this is Fritz Lein signing off.